Welcome back to another Decades of Decay walkthrough. This is a continuation of our summer of roaming from last summer. And one of our mornings, we ended up at, go figure, another foundry. So we were getting done with a previous site, and you just kind of hammered the GPS coordinates into this with no real heads up.
Yeah, I think I'd read this on a particular blog that it was abandoned. I wasn't sure if it was open or not. It was just, I threw it on our list as a random place to try.
And try it we did. So we got down there, we found some holes in the fence, and didn't know if we could get in the building, parked and walked up, and finally made our way in. And this place, it wasn't just the foundry. I mean, the foundry, all the bits and bobs of the foundry are completely gone. It is a...
It's an empty shell right now. It's a brick building.
Yeah, but now it's become an urban art gallery.
Absolutely. Some of the art in here is stunning. It's gorgeous. It's vibrant. It's colorful.
Every wall pretty much is painted. This isn't just tags. A lot of it may be tags, but it feels more than that. It feels, I don't know, more artistic, I guess.
Absolutely. There, I think the art in here is better than I have ever seen in other places that we've explored. There was more thought and process behind us.
Northridge had some cool murals before it got destroyed. Remember True. The walls by the old Kohl's and whatnot?
It did.
But yeah, there's an old shipping container stationary in the middle of one of these warehouse spaces in this foundry, and it's one of the constantly changing like billboards that's in there. It's really cool.
We've been in this building, what, twice now?
Two or three, yeah.
Something like that, and that has changed every time we've been in there.
Yeah, there's ever-changing art, every wall.
It's so vibrant, too.
I think a lot of that, you're not wrong, but I think a lot of that has to do with all the natural light that you get through these skylights, too.
Oh, this is beautiful light to photograph in.
Because the first time we were there, maybe 9 or 10 a.m., and the other time was right after sunrise. So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's still got all the bits and bobs of a foundry, right? It's got the old track system overhead. It's got all the little loading and loading on areas, but everything is painted.
Everything, yeah. There's nothing untouched.
Some knockoff Lisa Simpsons. I don't know what this guy would be, but I really like him. The purple guy with
the
eyes.
Yeah, he's a fun little character.
The bathroom upstairs, where you got the pictures of the bombed out bathroom. There's some paint. There's all that remains is the painted
The bird
sink.
Bathtub.
Yeah, the painted like sink in the middle and the heater, and then it's like you got the pictures of the green leaves and trees kind of encroaching.
Where it's like Mother Nature is coming into the building, yeah. Literally.
Yeah, no, that's definitely cool.
You can reach out and touch the trees.
All the bodies painted on the floor, the chalk outlines.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, and there were a few spots that we got vantage point or had a vantage point on that where we were up at like an old loading dock area, but there was no railing over it. And even though I was far enough back from the edge, I was starting to get a bit of vertigo.
Yeah. Those are always a little creepy to me when we run across those.
Yeah. Cause one slip and you fall 20 feet or 15 feet.
And serious injury.
Lots of bathrooms, lots of beat up stuff. I mean, it's your normal destroyed foundry.
Right.
Industrial complex, right? It's just this had so much.
The art was the most prominent thing in this place now.
Yeah, the psychedelic bathroom door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this is one before it's gone. I'd definitely like to make it back. Like you said, we've been two or three times. I think it's two.
Yeah.
But
if the art has changed. It's been a while now.
Yeah,
the basement
know.
Was flooded too, I think, the one time we were in there, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah, but it was that first time we were there. This time it was so wet that there was water running through the holes in the roof, mm-hmm. and we got some cool ambient water that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was a fun explore. Foundries always hold a unique place for us because they were some of our first explorers. Yeah. So, but if you got anything you want to play along, send us places at decadesofdecay.com.
Find us on the social medias, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Follow us, like us, share us.
Yeah, Decades of Decay USA on everything except Twitter X. We are just Decades Decay USA on there. But yeah, other than that, decadesofdecay.com. Thank you for playing along. Tell your friends or tell people you hate. Either way, get someone to help play along. Thank you.